This is the internet, everybody. This is Fat Mike. You're listening to the internet.
All right, thanks for tuning in to Sound Scene Revolution. Thanks for coming back after the holiday. I was about to say Hollywood. The holiday break, if you are coming back and you're hearing this. If this is your first time, welcome. I hope you're excited. We have a good interview somewhere in the future, but not today. Today we have a horrible interview that I'm really not that excited about, but hopefully you will. With all the spontaneity and inventiveness of a Civil War reenactment and all the surprises of a family circus cartoon, we have our interview today with me first and the Gimme Gimmes from Fat Record Records, as it is. And I don't know, it's not a terrible interview, but I don't think everything goes according to plan, and it all turns out well in the end. But if you stay tuned long enough, or at least jump to the end of the interview, about the last 8 minutes or so, we got a chance for you to win a copy of Me First and the Gimme Gimme's new album, Love Their Country, and a poster of the band that you could put on your wall or your locker or, I don't know, the roof of your car if you live in your car. In which case, you probably shouldn't be listening to a podcast, but everyone's got priorities. So, tune into the last 8 minutes, and we'll tell you how to win that lovely prize package. But first, we got to get to the interview. Well, before we do that, we're going to play a track for you off the album so you know what it sounds like. This is going to be called Riders in the Sky, and in case you're not familiar with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, they're all cover songs, so if it sounds familiar, it probably is. But this is off their new album, Love Their Country, and then after that, we get to jump into the interview where we'll discuss things like B-sides, songs they don't record, different titles for the album that they made, and of course, Fat Mike. I guess he doesn't get the joke that I make, or he takes me seriously, and pretty much rips on me for the rest of the interview. Oh yeah, it's Fat Mike and Joey Cape of Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, not the whole band, but the two guys you want to hear from. And so, if you're interested in the band, or if you just want to hear Fat Mike kind of make fun of me for about 30 minutes, you're going to want to check it out. So, enjoy, and this is Riders in the Sky off of their album Love Their Country.
Young cowboys are running out one dark and windy day. A punter is arrested as they went upon their way. When all at once a buddy heard a red-eyed shoot they saw, a blowing through the ragged sky. And up the cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. Joyful cry. Yippee-yi-yay.
So thanks for tuning in. This is Sound Scene Revolution. We are in the back of the Catalyst, I guess, in the Gimme Gimme's bus with Mike and Joey. If you guys can say hello, I guess.
Hello.
Nothing.
Nothing? No intro?
I have nothing to say yet.
Oh, all right. Well,
that's it.
Hi. Hopefully I will give you something to say at some point.
It's coming. Great stuff is coming.
Oh, yeah. It is. So I guess I'll just start with the first question. You guys have the new album out called Love's Their Country, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
That's a good question, too. Yeah, we get asked that question a lot, and yes is the best
it's
answer.
It's the best answer.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Well, I was going to – there was an actual real question there. I was rumored – I had read that it was going to originally be called something along the lines of Can't Quit You or something to do with Brokeback Mountain. Is there any truth to that at all?
I don't think so.
No, that's good though. You've done your research.
Where was that rumor when we were looking for titles?
You guys should have gotten that. I could have told you.
We almost called it. We almost had the there crossed out. What? So it was just me first. The gimme is love country.
Mm-hmm. But you could still
see the there with the line through it.
We toyed with the idea of spelling it C U N T R Y as well, but
that one didn't end up flying.
Best Buy. You know, all our great markets, you know, would have been suffered.
You got to make sure.
I think the whole Brokeback thing is pretty played out too.
Yeah, well, in about 4 years.
So as well as the gimmies.
That's right. But that's our whole shtick, right? Play it out. Yeah. We should have called it Play It Out.
Yeah, it's a little too late to change it now.
No, we do have a title coming up. We don't know what record it's going to be. Don't judge a band by its cover.
That's not bad.
Bad.
So, yeah, do you guys do cover songs? Is that where this comes from?
No. That's a really good idea. That could be our best of record.
Sorry, that was just going through my head.
Can we do greatest hits record?
Yeah.
We're done.
They're all hits. Yeah.
All right.
We can't. That's the funny thing about our band. We can't do a best of album. Not really.
Because they're all so good.
Best versions.
Best covers. The ones that people request the most. All right. I was going to ask, how many songs do you go through roughly before you compile enough to make an album? Like, how many do you cover or attempt to?
A lot.
Yeah, good answer, Joe. I'm going to...
A lot.
I'm getting all the good answers today.
I know. I think we went through about 80 country songs before we did the country album.
Wow.
We listened to about 80, we learned about 25, and we ended up recording about 16.
I went through a lot more than that, though, because there's a process that happens before it gets to President over here for veto power.
President-elect.
And, yeah.
Well, I don't know a lot of music. Yeah. I haven't heard a lot of songs. I don't know why. My parents had two records.
And that's an understatement as well, because seriously... I'm amazed you've heard the Star Spangled Banner. Really.
Now, Joey plays me songs all the time. I never heard
number one hits.
I just said this today. This band opened up where they covered Freebird last night, and I've never heard that song before.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is not a joke.
And I heard it. I go, this is a pretty good song. And the guy next to me goes, dude, it's a cover. It's a Skinner cover.
That has been getting yelled at you for your whole
life. I've heard it being yelled at me before. I've heard that. But I've never actually heard the song. So I don't think it's that good.
And I'm not even amazed by this. I'm not even slightly amazed by this.
So and Joe used to not believe me, but now you believe me now.
Yeah, I totally do. But, you know, I think I went through upwards to about 200 songs for the country, because there's so much good country music. But
that's a
we
total
narrowed it
lie.
Down. That's not a lie.
Oh, no, because you believe it. So it's not a lie. It's actual.
It's honest. No, there's all these, like, when you do a genre of music, there's all these top 500 lists, and you know, you go through the songs, and that's where I started with country, because it was the easiest way.
Yeah.
You know, because it is, there's so much of it. It's pretty amazing. But really, yeah, when we get down to Mike, it's sort of like, the songs that pass are the ones he's heard, that's like three songs. And then, you know, after that.
I like
the ones that you think are good, yeah.
Fair enough. Now, do you guys have, like, any plans for ever doing, like, a B-sides of, like, ones that didn't end up making albums or anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah? Is that what the...
we're waiting.
Yeah.
The covers one? I think so there's no, like, set plans on that, just kind of, like, one day, maybe?
I don't know, kind of...
Isn't it getting
piecing them together?
Yeah. I've heard rumors.
Yeah.
That's your department. But yeah, we've got a lot of them. I mean,
when we get a good title, we'll probably go with it.
Don't
judge a band by its cover.
It's all right. It's just, it's not a verb title like most of our titles.
Yeah.
It's not an action title.
Yeah, they're all actions.
I noticed they tie in with the name.
I don't know if verb's the right word. It's probably a better word.
No?
What's an action verb?
It's a pronoun.
No, it's not.
Nah, dude.
It's not an adverb. It's a.
It's a.
It's not a conjunction.
It's a verb. They're verbs. You were right. The
8 minutes of the interview is now a grammar lesson, which is that's fine.
Yeah. All
right. Moving forward, how do you guys on your set list? How do you guys pick songs, or do you guys do kind of like you guys have the country album? Are you all going to do country songs tonight, or
we play the songs that are the easiest to play?
And what are some of those? What are the hardest ones to play?
The show tunes are hard.
Really?
Manilow, tough.
So, like, no, people shouldn't expect to hear, like, Phantom of the Opera live and stuff.
Remember that? What? Joey was trying to get us to play, and I said, no, it's too hard.
You ever try?
It's like three modulations, and it's got two vocal parts the whole time. It's just crazy.
That's exactly right. But I think we should step up. And my argument would be that, you know, we're being kind of wimpy.
I think we should shoot up speed and just play fast songs.
That's a good idea, too.
That's another method.
We do. We play the three-chord songs that are really easy, and you can play when you're intoxicated, and it's no problem, and it still sounds relatively okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably how you play most of your shows.
We also don't like to rehearse.
Yeah.
So, you know.
People are actually giving a shit. Who was it the other day that said, you guys are getting kind of good now? And
we've been hearing that a lot, which is...
It sounds too much like the album.
We're getting worried.
Now, usually people come up to us after show and they just say, show.
There it is.
They don't say good show or great show. Just show, Joey.
I think that's what you say, actually, to bands.
That's what I say to bands.
Yeah. Show, dude. Huh? And he's walking away.
Did they say good show? Bad? No, I think it's just a show. I don't get it.
Just stating.
What is he doing? He's fucking
play.
Me for life. I'll never meet him again. yeah. What were we talking about?
What songs do you pick and why you pick the easiest?
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. There. But well, we actually are getting good now, and by good I mean okay.
Better than
we each only make competent. Maybe 10 to 15 mistakes a night.
Well,
each of us.
Speak for yourself. Yeah. I'm still on the. Triple digits.
You get what you can most of the time.
Yeah.
So
there's a mantra in this band. It's more notes. We're giving it more notes.
Yeah, that's what we say.
Not
all
necessarily.
The time.
I was going somewhere with that.
Not quantity. Really quality, but just more notes.
Quantity.
Yeah. You do what you can, basically.
Well, I don't know what Spike says. He says something about more notes, and I like
what Spike says is all abortions go to heaven.
That's right. He says that too, which is also. Deeply insightful. And
I'm not sure how that applies to your music at all, but
yeah,
maybe.
We don't either, but Spike is he's the king of non sequiturs. So you never know what he's going to say or when he's going to change the subject.
Oh, my God, exactly. You'll see that.
I'll keep that in mind when we see him tonight. So do most of your practices, are they like the first shows of your tour then, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're almost a month into this one now?
It's the fifth show.
Is it the fifth show?
Okay. We did some East Coast shows, but we took 2 weeks off.
Oh, you took 2 weeks.
It's a rough schedule.
Yeah.
Hard working man.
So, with this being the fifth, is it going to be good tonight? Or
I don't think
When I go back out there, should I be like...
Oh. Is this a Santa Cruz podcast? The only podcast in Santa Cruz?
Oh, no. Yeah. It's all over.
It's restricted to the internet.
I haven't downloaded the internet yet, but...
It's like pipes and a dump truck.
Because seriously, is going to be the worst show of the tour. We don't even need to be there, and we know that already.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
I mean, well, if
the stage is too tall, it's cold.
If it's the best or the worst, that's what matters. As long as we can get one of,
it's going to be the worst.
That's cool.
I agree.
That's good. That way, I can say they told us beforehand it was going to be the worst show of the tour. So at least we got something out of that.
But last night was the worst show of the tour too, and the night before that.
Tomorrow will be.
Right, it's
that's insightful.
It gets exponentially worse and worse, and better and better, and
somewhere.
Okay, let's get to the meaty questions.
All right,
come on.
We don't really have any. It's all filler, basically. Mm. So I'm sorry, I'm letting you down.
Perfect interview for our band.
Hmm?
Perfect interview for our band. Perfect questions for an all filler band.
Have you guys ever gotten any feedback from any of the bands that you've covered, either positive or negative?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
mostly positive. Mostly
the Eagles, we wanted to do a video for Desperado, and their management came back and said, no, you can't do that. And the band wanted us to let you know they hate your version.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, it's true. And Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, he loves Different Drum. He hadn't heard it, but he wrote that song. And he saw it at the end of Dodgeball, and he was pretty excited about it. His wife actually called us. Told us.
So, I just want to get back to the Eagles. They actually said they'd go so far as to say they hate your version.
Yeah,
like,
they
just
hated our version.
That was it.
Usually bands or management just say, they'll just say no, you can't cover the song. But No, he wanted to add that.
Did you ask how Don Henley felt about, like, the Atari's version of Boys of Summer, then? If they got away with that?
It wasn't a two-way conversation.
No, it was kind of just basically...
It was just like a piece of paper.
Yeah. That came from I went out with Joe Walsh that one night, and we were discussing it. And
yeah, right. Nice. I actually was, like, onto that for a second. Really? Joe Walsh.
You guys you believe that, not me.
Must have been awesome.
Both have Maseratis.
Yeah.
But so one positive, one negative. It evens out. Well, it was the Monkees, too. So.
Yeah.
Really?
But Glenn Frey.
Monkees, Eagles, you know, same type
were
thing.
Like the Beatles of America, basically. So.
Who cares about Glenn Frey?
Yeah, but that totally not. Yeah, and they had three hit songs, maybe?
And Glenn
but
Frey.
You can go ahead and believe that.
I don't know where that came from.
No, your Monkees are like the U.S. Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not at all.
No.
No, really.
I have all the records.
No. All the Monkees records? Which one? I don't know.
They have more. There's more than one?
Greatest hit. Yeah, it's a good record.
That was the Gilligan's Island record.
Was that an album?
Well, they, the Monkees don't even write their songs, you know?
Really?
So they can't, you know, get any kind of real credit.
They wear costumes.
I think Michael Nesmith has written a few good songs, but... What's the next question?
Kind of like how the Sex Pistols are the English version of Good Charlotte, you know?
Mm.
That's a similar statement to yours.
I have to give it
to
that. That was a good analogy.
Oh, this is going wonderfully. I am so excited. All right.
It's actually going really well, though.
that's the good part. All right. You guys are really bad, and that's why it worked. It synced up so well. You guys recently...
It's so cold here. Seriously, what's wrong with this
place? Beach town, dude.
I feel like I'm in Minnesota.
Vampires here.
What?
It's cold.
Lost Boys.
Ooh.
Never saw the Lost Boys, sorry.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, dude.
Good
wow.
movie.
Shame on you, man.
This from the tour bus that had striptease on when I came in. So.
Well, you know.
No sound, guy. No sound. We're just checking out Demi's tits, you know? Demi's rack.
I think everybody's just too lazy to change the channel.
Yeah.
The Lost Boys is a good movie.
Yeah? I'll check it out on Netflix.
I wish those dudes were coming to the show tonight. It'd be way better.
I'll see. I got their number. I'll call them and
yeah.
It'll work out. All right. Take a quick break there from the interview, let you guys catch your breath, and play a little bit more music from the band. If you are interested, of course, at the end of this interview, we got a chance for you guys to enter to win a copy of Me First and the Gimme Gimme's new album, Love Their Country, and a poster from the band, courtesy of the fine folks at Fat Records. Before we go on, I want to make a quick note. We were super stoked on this interview, and we thought it was pretty good until we saw the band on stage. And realized that somehow they had managed to work their entire stage performance into our interview. So if you've ever seen them live, this is probably pretty much exactly what they say on stage. But if you haven't had the chance to see them live on this tour or recently, it's pretty much just close your eyes and, you know, pour some beer on yourself like it would probably be at a show. And it's pretty much just like being there, so you don't got to worry about it. But moving on. The second half of the interview, we talk about things like their infamous getting booed off of the Pirates Fan Appreciation Day show that they did a few months back. Different things like the Fat Wreck podcast and Joey Cape's newly fashioned prison pussy. So if any of that interests you, you'll definitely want to catch the second half of this interview. Or if you've ever wanted to stick your penis in Joey Cape's face, which who hasn't, really? Before we go on, we'll play another track off of their new album, Love Their Country. This is going to be Jolene, and I hope you enjoy it, and stay tuned for the rest of the interview.
Jolene, 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 don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
guys recently were you slated to play at the Pirates Astro series, right, in Pittsburgh?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. But what do you guys got?
I just can't believe you brought that up, dude.
I'm sure no one's ever asked you about since the incident.
What do you want to say about that, Mike? I've told the story too many times. Well, it doesn't work
anymore. We got booed by 35,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Did you get paid at least?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? Didn't know you were slated to play three nights and only got the one in, right?
That's right. Why don't you answer this question, guy? Because it seems you know how that all went.
It's not our version of it. It's not going to be better than that.
I just want to know, did you get paid for all three nights then?
Sort of.
Mostly.
Two-thirds, I think we left with, and we played a third. So that worked good.
Yeah, I was actually having a really nice time. The other guys in the band, they were kind of bummed out when all the people were booing.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
All right.
This guy right here lives for the awkward moment.
Loves it.
Oh, yeah. All right. They've got these guys running around filming us all the time, and there's these big screens, you know, like typical stadium all around. Every time I glanced up at a screen, it was him just going... with the biggest smile.
Did they see the podcast? Did you see that? Did you catch that?
Open mouth smile. Just stoked. And the rest of us were like, well, 35,000 people booing, this isn't great.
Yeah.
Especially Spike's hometown, but he said it felt a lot like going to high school for him.
He also he
got booed a lot in high school.
Said it felt like he was getting punched in the stomach the whole show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't that bad at all, actually. It was to be expected.
It wasn't 35,000 people. It was like 20,000.
35,000 people don't come out to see the Pirates.
No, they do.
I heard it was 37,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
All right, guy.
I heard it was 37 million people.
It's actually the only three sold-out Pirates games of the year. It's because it's a big fireworks show, and we were playing during the fireworks show. People were really pissed because they came to see fireworks, not fucking old hacks. Playing Stairway to Heaven.
Is that what you guys play? Is that what started it all? Or?
Joey's opened with Stairway to Heaven, and I might add, did not hit all of the notes.
You had to add more notes, Joe.
No, I think it was less. I think you missed one.
I think I missed a few. I prepped for the show by drinking quite a lot of whiskey, and I thought that was going to work in my favor. And I'm already really not much of a guitar player, and it was great. I mean, it was a really good idea, by the way, I think, on the management's behalf, to have me open with Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I can't see there being any
drawback. Yeah, it's great. Great idea. Yeah, that was fun for me.
So pretty much, like, right out, you guys opened with Stairway to Heaven. And yeah. That was
and 10,000 guys in the audience were saying, I could play that better, dude. You know, there's no winning. So we got off to a bad start, but it wasn't until the third song we pulled out the wedding song and we did Sweet Caroline.
Mm.
That was when it all went really south.
Yeah.
It started out like a little boo over here in right field and then...
Baseball fans...
Like a wave.
...hate Neil Diamond. No. they hate us.
Yeah. We'll say you instead of Neil Diamond because I don't know if he's ever been booed out.
We're trying to get a Steelers game next year, though. We're going to see if that happens. Halftime show. That'd be pretty awesome.
We're looking for more violent, we want to go back and do a
bigger
fans.
Crowd in Pittsburgh.
Of more angry football type fans.
Yeah, much angrier.
They're more aggressive. I really hope that works out for you. I honestly. Have there been any other offers for like public appearances or like public performances since
Not
then?
Since
like,
then.
Yeah, mostly weddings and brisses and shit like that.
A lot of brisses.
That's
funerals. It's been some
We will get a funeral one day. No shit.
You know what? We awesome. Will.
We will.
That's true. There's one of our friends.
Someone will do it.
I'm going
one
of our friends. If you guys want to come.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's in L.A.
Thanks.
It's Muslim. You guys want to play Muslim
field? You're going to be in L.A. tomorrow?
No, you guys got like
four
days.
We could go.
Your mother
would A very that... traditional Muslim gathering. You guys can... I mean,
yeah, we're hopefully one... we're going to play some kind of Ramadan show pretty soon.
Excellent. I can only hope. God. I don't even know where to go from this. Okay, so I guess I'm just going to ask Randy.
How long does these podcasts last for?
20-something minutes, we edit it.
Oh, you edit it.
We pick the stuff that sucks the least out of what we ask, and we can, out of 3 hours, we usually get 20 minutes.
Dude, I will give you this. I did one of these recently for Fat Records, And this guy right here interviewed me, and this is going a lot better than that.
I listened to that. This is a lot better.
That was the worst one we ever had.
And it was great, because Mike had no problem telling me afterwards, that's the worst one we've ever done.
Did I say that?
Yeah, he told me right away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that's the worst one we've ever
done.
I just
want to let you know, your terrible interview, I don't know why.
No, none of us brought it that day. It was just...
It was just lame.
It was like, all we talked about was drugs.
And we weren't on them when we talked about them.
He just wanted them really bad.
It's good to talk about what you know, but yeah, it helps. I guess I'll talk about, because you guys mentioned you played Stairway to Heaven, and you've basically played that, and you've covered it. So there's obviously nothing that you won't cover on grounds of it's considered too sacred for music. Is there ever a song you just won't cover because you think it would just suck ass if you guys tried to cover it?
Many. But that mostly...
That you wouldn't even attempt...
And one of the reasons we do dress the same is because we just think it adds to the whole mystique of the band, you know.
This is when you answer a question with the, he wants to be asked that question.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say, did I ask why you dress the
Robert
same?
Robert McNamara once said, answer the question you wish you were asked, not the question you're asked. So yeah. I'm going to go that way. No, but, it adds a little certain je ne sais quoi.
It's awesome
about the band,
for editing.
You'll think
you'll be editing it and you'll think, wait, did I fuck up?
I don't remember asking him that.
And we just bought guitars that all match. And, they look nice.
They do.
And
they
sound
great. Yeah, Stairway to Heaven.
My bass does not sound good, though, bro. My bass does not sound good.
You know what? I think it sounds fine. I just think you don't like to play it because it's got really
weird
action.
I like it, dude.
No, you don't. You told me you didn't like it. No, you're just
I'm used to it. And I never lie. I lie 10% of the time.
I don't think there's any song too sacred for us to play, by the way. There you go. Chop that huge piece out.
Yeah, cut that up. And then somewhere.
And we did Tomorrow from Annie and Stairway. We've done it. We've done the cheesiest.
We got the gamut. It's all there.
Songs of all time.
I don't think there's anything safe from that, which is...
I mean, we're not going to do... never mind.
let's not get into it. The question's kind of broad. If we mention every song...
You were going to what?
The new guitars look awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you get the new guitars that they all look the same?
I must say that my mustache... Are we going to talk about that? Because
you haven't brought up...
Should I talk about your mustache?
No. Well, it's been like 10 minutes since somebody brought it up, I'm getting a little insecure.
Yeah, Joey's got a new mustache. And we like to call it a prison pussy.
I got a picture of the handlebar.
That's nice.
You want to see what it looks like?
See, when he makes that special, the O face with the mustache.
That's my prison pussy.
Yeah. You can, lights are low. You could almost see doing that.
And if I was in a prison full of 900 other men, I'd be looking for you.
Well, prison, tour bus, same kind of vibe,
It's weird. I hear that
all the time. You're stuck in your bunks, You can't get out because you're driving.
Late night.
You feel trapped, and,
Joey's got a prison bunk. I'm going to Joey's bunk.
Wow. That's big of you to take that one for the rest of the, rest of the
I'm
band.
I'm a team player. I work with my boys, and, got to get the tensions out. All right. So, anyway, I got this crazy mustache. It's awesome.
It is a fantastic
moment. Pure excitement for, once again, audio.
We're like the U.S. version of Oasis, really. And I've heard that from people, too.
You and me? Kind of like Noel and what's the other guy's name?
Gallagher.
No.
The
Liam.
Comedian.
Liam. Which one are you? Are you Liam or am I Noel? I'm neither. Spike's in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the...
You're the new guitar player.
I'm the new guitar player. I am. I'm the lame guy. What I like to say about my attributes to the Gimme Gimmes is that...
Go for it.
Joey's...
Every great alternative band, for lack of a better word, has one guy in the band that doesn't know how to play his instrument, just kind of keeping it real. That's me.
That's you.
He's like the Joe Piscopo of me versus the Gimme Gimmes.
Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo. I dumb it down, get Middle America involved. Yeah. Yeah.
You're just kind of
they
the common.
He's like the comedian that worked out. And
I level everything.
Got buff.
I bring down the average. Size, intelligence, all of it.
You're probably the shortest one in the band.
Probably one of the shortest ones in the band.
Nah.
I'm
well,
guessing.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
All right. So, yeah, really.
But thanks for being nice. I know probably was coming out of your mouth as a...
He has to roll his country shirts, the sleeves up. He has to roll them up, which is, that's
which Mike loves. I talk about it every night on stage.
No, I just only one night I did.
Oh yeah.
No,
it's all right. I've been short my whole life. I'm used to it. It's cool. You guys are fucking assholes, but
You need an event? Are you good?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Me and Tom Cruise, Michael J. Fox, we're good. It's all good.
Too bad about that guy getting that Tourette syndrome, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh God. Where's this going? Wait. Now what was that? Never mind.
I'm just wondering. You just put yourself on par with the world's craziest Scientologist and a guy with what's
Parkinson's.
He got? Parkinson's
I don't
disease.
Think Fox is, Michael J. Fox is not a Scientologist.
That's
Tom
not.
Cruise has been known to be one, though, dude.
Yeah.
Is he?
I have not heard that.
I haven't heard that.
Current Affairs, dude.
You know what? I don't believe it. That's hype, dude.
If they mentioned that in the subtitles of Striptease, maybe you would have seen it, but until then.
Yeah, I missed it.
All right. Now, a Gimme Gimme show isn't like a standard rock show where you guys, you know, it's obviously something you guys do for fun. Now, what would you tell someone who's never seen you? What should they expect when they come to a show to see you guys?
We tell people to prepare for a big disappointment.
Even the biggest disappointment in their life.
This tour has been pretty disappointing, I would say. Wouldn't you say?
It wouldn't be a Gimme's tour if it wasn't.
Yeah.
What makes this tour so disappointing?
Our music. Us. Abilities.
Everything about us, really.
The speed at which we play songs back to back is always a little disappointing.
Lack of interest when we're on stage. Or do interviews, just basic lack, luster, everything.
You guys just kind of go through the motion night after night.
Well, see, yeah, because this wasn't a band that's supposed to be touring. We're supposed to play shows in San Francisco, and that's it, at bars.
It's just not a band about artistic integrity. I mean, you know, clearly we don't contribute anything, and there's no consequence whatsoever to what we do. No, we don't write our songs, you know? So, like, who cares?
And when people clap, it doesn't really mean anything to us because we didn't fucking write the songs anyway. So you don't get a feeling like, ooh, people like us. No, they don't like us. We're fucking Vegas clowns.
That's an awful hard way to put on it. There's other bands who have been cover bands who haven't gotten so popular, so...
Oh, we're the biggest cover band in the world and the best cover band in the world.
Yeah. So you got to be doing something, right? I mean...
Yeah, but that's not saying much.
It's like... King of the retards, kind of.
Anyway, we're supposed to, that's why we learned all these easy songs, because we could get as drunk as we wanted to and play at a bar and with our friends there, and it'd be fun.
Have you met Dave?
Did Dave just fart in the background?
Oh, sure. My God, that's the craziest thing that's ever happened.
I've never heard him do that before. It's so unusual.
Is that what he does? His contribution to the band?
I think what Mike's trying to say is it just doesn't matter. The immortal words.
Yeah, no matter what happens with our band, it's kind of hard to hate us because we're kind of good because we play other people's songs, and no one really likes us that much. You're like, oh, yeah, I like that band. That's as far as it gets. No kid is going to say, I love you guys.
That
you're my favorite.
Happens. That's true. That's
because
really
it'll never, ever happen. So it's, you know, it's not very rewarding.
And you see people, you know, at the show, they're having like a three-fourths good time. They're kind of almost getting there.
Yeah.
And then they leave, and, you know, it's a 75% kind of climax. And then, you know, you see them leave, and you know, they're not. There's nobody really leaving like, oh, that was bullshit. But they're all just leaving going, show. Like you say, right?
And they'll just kind of get their stuff, and they're like, yeah.
That was a good nap.
Sure.
That's Kent.
We got people coming. Oh, that was the guy I was supposed to call.
We got a lot of people in here. This is the concert.
Yeah.
Right here.
How big is your tour? How many people are on your tour bus?
We usually have, what, like 25 people on this thing?
Yeah. Minimum.
Usually one or two girls sometimes.
Yeah.
Mostly dudes.
Topless.
Huge dudes.
Penis parade.
Topless.
Mostly dudes. That's
well,
what Joey got the mustache for.
That's the Gimme's motto, more dudes.
That's our manager. Our manager just asked if we were on the radio right now.
You guys on the radio, bro? This is so cool. Who are you and what do you do?
Ooh,
I just watched Talladega Nights in the back lounge. I only fell asleep 15 times.
That must have been great.
I so wish it was bedtime right now.
You guys are crazy.
It sounds like the rest of the band kind of feels that way, too.
That movie was funny. I mean, they're crazy. They're nuts.
So you were, Joe, you were the only one who liked Talladega?
I like kicking and screaming more. Mm. For sure.
That now you're just, sorry, I'm going to say it. You're retarded.
Yeah. The soccer movie?
Yeah.
I like Catwoman better than this movie, dude. Highlander 2. Better.
Best movie. Didn't that one get the Academy Award for the best movie ever? You know, I don't want to get into this. I'm going to get upset. Because
I like Michael Richards' comedy routine better than I like that movie. Well,
that's the best comedy routine that ever happened.
Oh, I think we've officially covered Highlander and Michael Richards. I don't really know where
Highlander 2, guy.
Highlander 2.
Highlander 1 is pretty good.
Yeah, it's all about
even though Sean Connery is not, he's playing a Spaniard, doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's really all about sequels, period. I mean, look at the facts.
Our manager can't figure out the door. This is
you
awesome.
You got Grease 2. Teen Wolf 2.
Was there a Teen Wolf 2? Yeah.
Did you say Teen Wolf?
Did he just say was there a Teen Wolf 2?
No.
No, Wolf. I said, was there a Teen Wolf too?
No, because I can't.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't do L's.
What high school do you go to anyway?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't go to high school.
Oh, you didn't go to high school?
We're not going to get it. We're this is for you guys.
Let's turn this around.
Better end this way.
Yeah. We got to wrap this show up.
Look at that.
Sort of
passive aggressive.
Wrap it up.
We're out of time. So before we cut this off, is there anything you guys want to plug? You guys got the new album out? Any tours? Anything else coming up? Websites?
It's no point.
Yeah, no point. This is great. Thanks for the interweb and all you guys do for us.
All right.
This is going to be a really big step in the right direction, I think.
This will get some sort of podcast award.
This could double our fan base, really.
I could get
the double digits pretty soon.
4-8.
Well, we really hope not. All right. Well, I want to thank you guys and good luck with show tonight.
Yeah.
Have a
thanks.
Show.
That's the way to
enjoy show.
Enjoy.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, that was a good time. It was like, I was just the most abuse I think I've ever taken in a single interview, and it was alright, because it was a good time. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. Fat Mike shook my hand afterwards. He's shorter than I thought. Fatter, but shorter. And Joey Cape is shorter than I thought. And so he's tiny. Like Fat Mike says, they have to roll up the sleeves to his cowboy shirt in order to make it fit. So if you want to get a visual, there it is. So, like I said, we have a contest where you can enter to win a copy of Me First and the Gimme Gimme's new album, Love Their Country. It just came out a couple months back on Fat Wreck, and a poster of the band. So here's how you enter. Send us an email at soundscenerevolution@gmail.com, or you could send us a MySpace message, though we're less frequently to check those. And we're more likely to assume that you're a 14-year-old girl who wants us to comment on her picture. But either way, send us a message and we'll get back to you. Make sure the subject line is Me First in the Gimme Gimme's Contest or Me First Contest, something along those lines. Include your name, information, address, time of day you leave the windows open and where your valuables are located, all that shit. And for the contest, we are going to go with, to make sure that you were listening to at least this part, I want you to tell me First and the Gimme Gimme's, they do themed cover albums, country albums, songs written by black people. I say black because they're only African American if they're in America. If they're in Africa or England, they're not African American, they're just black folk. They do those themed albums, they do albums from the 50s and 60s, Western themed albums. If you had the choice of a Me First and the Gimme Gimme's themed cover album, what would your theme be? So just include that so we know that you were listening and we get a little feedback from you. And put that in the email and mail it down the tube of the internet to us at soundscenerevolution@gmail.com. We'll pick a winner at random and they will get a copy of the CD and a poster. That's easy, man. That's easier than going down to the store and stealing it, for fuck's sake. Or illegally downloading it, which can get you at least fined tens of dollars. So that's it for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. Hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to tune back next week. We'll have new interviews, hopefully on the Tuesday, every Tuesday, until we notify you of a break. And
Yeah. So before we take off, we're going to play one more track off of Me First Thing Gimme Gimme's Love of Their Country. We're going to play Goodbye Earl, which was originally done by the Dixie Chicks. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you all next week.
Marion and Wanda were the best of friends all through the high school days. Both members of the 4-H Club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marion went looking for a bright new world. Wanda